From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Every weekday, Amy Goodman brings a variety of stories to a worldwide radio, television, and internet audience as co-host of Democracy Now!, the program she co-founded for Pacifica, an alternative media network, in 1996. Goodman's topics range widely. One recent program included an in-depth look at the murder of an abortion doctor in Kansas, the struggle of indigenous peoples in Peru, and a hunger strike by parents and teachers protesting cutbacks in education funding in Los Angeles, California.
I see the media as a huge kitchen table that stretches across the globe, that we all sit around and debate and discuss the most important issues of the day. War and peace, life and death. Bringing out the voices of people closest to the story at the grassroots in the United States and around the world. Anything less than that is a disservice to a democratic society.
Goodman's passion for debate began at her childhood home in Long Island, New York, where she was born in 1957. Her mother, who taught women's literature and history at a local university, was a peace activist. Her father was a doctor and sat on the neighborhood's library board and was chairman of a task force to make racial integration a reality in the local schools. Not that everyone agreed on every issue. In fact, Goodman recalls her own family's kitchen table as a place for a free-spirited debate.
When friends would come over for dinner, they would say, "We can't believe how you argue," and then expressing your greatest love for your father or your mother or your brothers right after. Because that's our way of expressing appreciation and respect, is debate and discussion. That is what the media should be.
Goodman has had many years to develop her own perspective on the media. She was news director for WBAI, a listener-supported Pacifica radio station in New York City, for over a decade. She says that the mainstream media often simply reinforce rather than challenge the status quo, and that that can have serious consequences. She cites the build-up to the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003 as one example.
There's a group called FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, that did a study of the four major nightly newscasts in the 2 weeks around Colin Powell, then Secretary of State, giving his push for war at the United Nations, February 5th, 2003. There were 393 interviews done around war. Only three were with anti-war leaders. That's three of almost 400, at a time when half the population was opposed to war. This is no longer a mainstream media. This is an extreme media beating the drums for war.
In Goodman's program, as well as in her column and the three best-selling books she has co-authored with her brother, David Goodman, she also accuses the mainstream media of dangerous laziness and its reliance on so-called pundits.
With issues like global warming, the global economic meltdown, the lack of health care in this country, the crisis of immigration, we need to bring out the voices of people who think outside the box, creative thinkers, not that small circle of pundits, but people who are respected in their communities, people at the grassroots who know exactly what they're talking about because they have experienced policy in a very real way. These are the stories we have to tell. That's our job in the media. It's to serve a democratic society. It's not to win a popularity contest.
Amy Goodman hasn't won any popularity contests with any of the five U.S. presidents who have been in office since 1984, when she began her career as a professional reporter. While many consider her left wing, she says she covers the Obama administration the same way she covered both Bush administrations.
We're there to hold those in power accountable. Within his first days in office, President Obama signed an executive order to close Guantanamo. On the other hand, he did not end extraordinary rendition, which is just White House for kidnapping. These practices continue, unfortunately. But I think the world heaved a sigh of relief on Election Day. People have felt like they've been hitting their head against a brick wall, and that wall has now become a door. That door is open a crack, and the question is whether it will be kicked open or slammed shut.
Whatever the answer to that question might be, Amy Goodman is confident that the kind of journalism that she advocates, giving a forum to the powerless and challenging the powerful, will endure. I'm Adam Phillips, reporting from New York.